Spiegelman suggested in talking about Modim Derabbanan. So when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, so we don't stand silently by. We also participate in the Shevach Vodah, Takash Baruch Hu, and we demonstrate our Hachna as well, our subservience by bowing. And we say Modim Derabbanan. Why is it called Modim Derabbanan? Usually Derabbanan connotes something as opposed to Modim Deraisa. So no official saying modim is deraisa. So the Beis Yosef says, no, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem, when it introduces modim derabanan, so it quotes different opinions as to what you say. And a bunch of different chachamim had different versions of what exactly you say for modim, for modim, what the tzibur says when the chazan gets to modim, each of which is about one line long. And the last line of the Gemara is, okay, let's say all of them. So since we say all of the different versions of all the different rabbanim, so it's called modim derabanan, because it's a combination of all the different Rabbanim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes here in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin that when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, so everybody bows together with him, and we say this text of Modim. The Mishnah Brewer here writes that the Chazan does not have to wait for the Tzibur to say Modim Derabbanan. He just continues and says the Modim, that's part of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, "Bizmancha shliach tzibur omer modim, tzibur mahim omrim." So it indicates that while the chazan is saying modim, the tzibur says their modim, and that's fine. He doesn't have to wait. Nonetheless, in Simon Kuf Chav Dalid, the Mishnah Brewer writes that it would be improper for the chazan to say it quietly. One might think, or the chazan saying X, and the tzibur is saying Y, so the chazan doesn't have to say it out loud. So the Mishnah Brewer is against that. His reason is that the Shulchan Aruch there points out that even Bizman is there. It's theoretically possible for a person to be Yotzei Shmon Esrei with the Chazan. In fact, that was the reason why the Chazal instituted Chazar Sashatz to begin with. So therefore, it has to be said in a way which would allow someone to go ahead and to be Yotzei. And that means it has to be said out loud. Rav Soloveitchik, I'd like to point out that Chazar Sashatz is a tefillah of the entire tzibur as a whole, so therefore it has to be said in a way which is audible to the tzibur. Even though the tzibur is saying their version of modim, at least it has to be something which can be heard by at least 10 people that are standing around the chazan. There were some who suggested that maybe the tzibur should actually hear modim, and so it's quoted in the name of the chazan ish, that he would say only the chazan should only say until lo'olam void. And he would wait there for the tzibur to finish, and then the chazan would continue out loud. The Soloveitchik is quoted, and I saw also quoted in the name of some earlier the Achronim, the Chavos Yair, that just to say modim anachnu loch, and then the chazan waits until the tzibur is finished, and then he continues to say it out loud. The general minhag is, like the Mishnah Brewer says, that the chazan just continues. But in any event, it would be preferable for the chazan to continue out loud. In addition, there's no reason at all for the chazan to just wait and not say modim. That's a strange thing. The whole point, the Gemara says, when the shliach tzibur is saying modim, what does the tzibur say? So for the shliach tzibur to do a stutter step over there and like not say modim and wait for everybody to, so he should say modim right away. That's for sure. Everyone should say at least modim and nachnu loch together, and then the different minhagim, as I mentioned, with regard to the continuation. What about when it comes to the bowing? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, which is the Lashon Rambam, based on a Yerushalmi, that lo yishku yoser midai, that they bow, but they shouldn't bow too far. What does that mean? They shouldn't bow too far. How far is too far? So the Taz in the Magen Avraham, many Achronim just say it means don't go more than a regular bow. You do a regular bow, just like in Shmoneh Esrei, you bow until your entire spine is bent, not like a little head tip, until the whole spine is bent. So too over here, but not further than that. Some of the Achronim, the Bach and the Gra, they said, why is it mentioning this here? This is not the halachas of bowing. So they felt that it means no, you don't have to do a whole bow, just a little head tip when it comes to modim derabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's a hakpada, that they only have a certain number of bowings and we don't add, and this would be an addition, and therefore it's bedafka, just a little head bow. So that's in terms of the bowing. What if a person is not up to just listening to Chazar Sashatz? So, quote in other places that modim derabanan even gets said at other times. So for example, if you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, the Mishnah Brewer writes in Siman Nun Aleph, Sivkan Ches, that a person would even say modim derabanan in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. What if you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema or Birchas Kriyat Shema? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Samach Vav Siv Gimel that you don't interrupt for the entire modim derabanan, but you just say modim. The word modim, although the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it really means the phrase, modim anachnu lach. Just interrupt for that phrase. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, obviously you don't say, well, modim derabbanan, but even so, as long as you're not at the beginning or end of a bracha, if you're in the middle of a bracha, you would bow together with the tzibur to indicate that you too are accepting, or indicating our appreciation, and as well as subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.